Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory, BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's a radio show that's broadcast on the internet worldwide. We're broadcasting in 7 continents around the world. So tell all your friends, your family, your cousins, your relatives to tune into the radio show so they can listen to what I'm talking about and they can enjoy the activities that we have in store for them today. Yes. It's a beautiful day in Las Vegas, and all I want to know is, how are you feeling? How's the weather in your neighborhood? The weather in Las Vegas is fine. It's so hot. It's just hot. That's all I can say. It's just 112 degrees, and it's getting hotter every day, people. The weather is getting hot. The kids have to take shorts when they go to school. They have to wear T-shirts when they go to school. They're riding their bicycles down the street to get air conditioning on the street when they go to school. I mean, the kids are enjoying the summer weather, even though school is in. The parents are loving the feeling that their kids are gone and that school is in session again. Yes, it's a beautiful place to be. And that's Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. And I can tell you, there's a whole bunch of stars coming to town in Las Vegas within the next few weeks, and then the next couple of months, they're starting to stack up for their residency shows. They're starting to get ready. So, ladies and gentlemen, put your summertime gear together, put your wintertime gear together, and get ready to come and enjoy the fall in Las Vegas, because it's going to be a beautiful time of year to enjoy the weather in Vegas. And bring your kids, too, because they can have fun in Vegas while you're gambling and while you're making your money. And when you're eating all of that, all-you-can-eat buffet food in the casino, oh, yes, it's a great place to be, especially during the heat and the summer weather like we have here in Vegas. Well, all right, enough about the weather and the activities in Las Vegas. Well, let's talk sports. What do you think? Well, let me tell you about the major leagues. Baseball. The Los Angeles Dodgers are in first place in the Western Conference, and they're in first place by 18 games. That's right. You heard it right. They're ahead by 18 games ahead in their division. Nobody can even come close to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, if you go to the East, you can see the Yankees from New York are playing really well, and the New York Mets are playing really well, and the Boston Red Sox are playing really well. So those three teams have a chance to make it to the World Series. But they're going to be playing the Los Angeles Dodgers, who will make it to the World Series for the fourth year in a row. That's right. They are on a mission, people. They are destined to win the World Series this year, because the 3 years in the past, they went to the series, but they didn't win. They won their league, they won their division, but they didn't win the World Series. They got beat 3 years in a row. So they're saying it ain't happening this year. They came to play, and they're way out in front in the Western Division, and they are going to put everybody down. They're letting everybody know they're coming to win. They're not just coming to be there, because they've been there 3 years in a row. Now they're coming to win. So watch the Los Angeles Dodgers, huh? And after all, Magic Johnson is the general manager. How about that? Magic is trying to get a championship ring in baseball. Go Magic, go. Do it, boy. Do your thing. All right, Showtime in Los Angeles is back. And it's at the Los Angeles Dodgers. So we're going to wait and see what happens when the playoffs come around. And we're going to watch the Dodgers beat up on everybody till they get to the World Series. And then we'll see how good they play, because they burn out the last 3 years after they made it to the World Series. So this year they're on a mission. So we're going to see what the Los Angeles Dodgers are going to do. Okay, now let's talk about the NFL. That's right, football season is back, and it'll start the 1st of September, the first Sunday in September, we will have NFL football, and they will be playing in full effect. Now, right now, the month of August, they're playing preseason games, but the Raiders are looking good. That's right. They're the Las Vegas Raiders, and they're looking good. And we got the San Francisco 49ers that are back, and they're looking good. They beat Dallas last week, and Dallas has a good team. So we're going to wait and see what happens with the NFL this year. And tonight, Las Vegas Raiders, in their black and silver, are going to be playing against the Arizona Cardinals. And I had a buddy that was a quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, and he retired. He took the Cardinals to the Super Bowl, but they didn't win. But he was the quarterback when the Arizona Cardinals last went to the Super Bowl about 2 or 3 years ago. But now he's retired. So Carson Palmer, I hope you left your team looking good, boy, because you did the best you could do in the NFL. You won the state championship in high school, and then you went to college someplace and played well, and and then you ended up in the NFL, and you went to the Super Bowl, but you didn't win. Oh, well, everybody can't win in the Super Bowl, but you made it. That's one of my homeboys, people. He's a California native. He's a Los Angeles Carson native. And that's where the Carson Chargers, well, they're called the L.A. Chargers, but they're playing in Carson. So they're the Carson Chargers, as far as I'm concerned. That's my hometown, people. That's where I'm born and raised. And my sports teams are doing really good that are coming out of Carson. So watch out for the Carson teams. The Chargers will be back to make it to the Super Bowl again this year. So watch out for the Chargers. They're no longer in San Diego. They've moved up state. Now they're in L.A., and they're playing for the Los Angeles Chargers. Are playing out of Carson, California, at Cal State Dominguez Hills College, which is in Carson, California. Woo-wee! Watch out, city, because the Carson Chargers are coming to play, and they'll be ready to make their run this year for the NFL. All right, so tonight at 5 o'clock, we want to turn our radios and our TVs on and look out for the Las Vegas Raiders playing the Arizona Cardinals today at 5. So we're going to see if Arizona got some horses, because we know the Raiders are going to be ready to run, and they're going to be ripping and running and ready to run and gun with their offense. And their defense should be ready, too. So let's see what's going to happen today in the NFL. All right, DJ Papa D, that's enough of the sports. Let's go back to some music and some comedy spots and get back to the radio show. In a minute.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., I would get on the bus, and I would catch the bus on Western, and I would go to Hollywood, and I'd go to the movies in Hollywood. I'd go to Grauman's Chinese Theater to watch all of the new movies coming out. And one day, I got off on Hollywood Boulevard, and I was walking down the street, and I ran into a hooker on the street. And she liked me. She thought I was nice. And she said, hey, I want you to come with me to meet one of my bosses. And I was like, really? Meet your boss? And she said, yeah. And I said, okay. When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow. And my daddy was Strongbow. And I got a chance to meet a lot of kids. And I learned how to cook and how to fish. And I learned how to make kites. And I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being an Indian scout. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes. But my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband. And my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our tribe. So I had a good time.
I want to let you know that on Friday we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to gregory@bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting all around the world. We're broadcasting on 7 continents, so it's worldwide. So we thank you for joining us for today's radio show. We hope it'll be interesting and we're really counting on you to have a good time. So you can tell all your family and friends to listen to the radio show on a regular basis. Now, today is the day where I usually tell you a pretty good story. I've thought about one where a situation popped up in my life. Well, you know, I'm an entertainment promoter, because that's what I say all the time. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Well, I was riding around the city of Las Vegas, and I was going to all of these nightclubs, all of these little storefront bars, and I was looking to book some of my bands in these bars so that I could have some places where my bands could play and I could get paid. I could make some money. Plus, my bands would get paid also. So I was riding on the bus, and I went all the way to South Las Vegas, and I rode down there, and I went to a couple of bars, and I went to a couple of small little clubs, and then I turned around and rode all the way back down the east side of Vegas, and I stopped in at some other bars and some other little clubs, and I talked with some managers and some owners of the clubs, and I set up a few shows and stuff, and I was having a good day. And I went and I got on a bus that was coming back toward central Las Vegas, down by downtown Las Vegas. And I got on the Maryland Parkway bus that was going northbound on Maryland Parkway. And I had stopped at Sahara to go into a bar that was in this little shopping center, and I set up a little date for me to have a concert with one of my bands. And I got back on the bus to go back down to Fremont Street, and I was on my way home. And this particular day, I had decided I was going to spend the night in a motel on Fremont Street, because I had been down there gambling and I had some good luck. So I was going to hang out on Fremont Street. And I got on the bus on Maryland Parkway, and I walked to the back of the bus, and I sit in on the very end of the bus, at the back of the bus, on that long bench on the back of the bus. And I was riding, and we were going northbound on Maryland Parkway, and I was looking out the windows, and I was sitting in the corner of the bus, and I put my foot down, and I was stepping on something. And I looked down on the floor, and it was a burgundy Crown Royal bag. You know, the alcohol Crown Royal that comes in a burgundy bag with gold trimming around it, and it has embroidered lions with the king's crown on the lion. And, yeah, it's a real high-quality drink, and it comes in this burgundy bag. And I looked down on the floor, and I picked it up, and I looked at the bag, and I said, hey, this is nice looking. And I opened the bag to see what was in it, and it was some jewelry in the bag. I pulled out two pinky rings that had diamonds on the rings, and they were just big enough to fit on my little pinky finger. And I pulled out another ring, and I put it on my other hand, on my other pinky finger. So I had two gold rings with diamonds on them. And I was like, whoa, wait, I'm cool now. Look what I just found. And I was looking at my rings and staring at them, and I was like, oh, this is tough. And I said, well, let me see what else is in this little bag. And I reached in and pulled out a watch. It wasn't anything expensive, but it was a big face watch. And I don't know if you know what a big face watch is, but it's a watch that has a regular watch band, but the face of the watch is extra big. And that's why they call it a big face watch. And all of the numbers on the watch had diamonds on each number. From 12 to 11, it has diamonds on the watch. And I looked at the watch and I said, ooh wee, this watch is tough. Oh, man. And it had a first hand and a second hand, and it had a big hand and a little hand. Oh, and it was just clicking around, and it was running so good, and it was carrying perfect time. And I said, oh, wait. And the watch was silver, like my rings were. My rings were like white gold, and the watch was like a white gold color. And I knew it was silver, but it was beautiful. And I was so impressed with the watch and the rings. And I put it on, and I was like, ooh-wee, I'm smart, I'm sharp, I'm looking good. And I looked in the bag to see what else was in the bag. And I pulled out this set of brass knuckles. Except they weren't brass. They were white gold brass knuckles. And they had big diamonds on the top of four knuckles. They had big diamonds that were like pointy diamonds. They were like if you had a diamond and you stood it up and you could stand it on the point, and the top of the diamond would have like five sides to it. Well, this diamond was turned upside down, and the five sides of the diamond were stuck in the top of the brass knuckles. And each knuckle had a big diamond on it. And the diamonds, I could say, oh, they were like 25 point diamonds. Oh, they were really big, and they were look really expensive, and they were sticking up on four of the knuckles of my brass knuckles. And I put it on my hand, and it covered four fingers, and it had diamonds that stuck up at the top. And the pointy part was sticking at the top. And I was like, ooh, wait, I could punch somebody with these knuckles and somebody would get fucked up. These diamonds had points on the top. And, you know, diamonds is the hardest stone that God has created. So these diamonds were designed and they were put on these knuckles where the points of the diamonds stuck straight up. And I had four diamonds that were large diamonds that were just sticking straight up. And then the rest of the brass knuckles had emeralds in the knuckles, in the brass part that went around your fingers. They had green emerald stones on it, and they had red ruby stones on it, and then it had smaller diamonds on it. It was like four, four, and four, and then it had the four big stones on the top, on the knuckles, and I was like, whoa, this brass knuckles must cost about $50,000. That's right. That's right. This was an expensive set of jewelry that somebody had lost. Somebody had left it on the bus, and I found it. And I was just so impressed with it that I put them on my hands. I put the rings on my fingers. I put the watch on my arm. And I was walking down the street like, oh, you know I'm cool. Oh, you know I got dollars. I'm rolling big time. I'm balling. I'm balling. Yes, I'm looking good. And I was walking down the street, and I got off the bus on Fremont Street, and I had decided that I was going to stay at one of the little cheap motels on Fremont Street. I was going to get a room with porno movies and, you know, cable TV and everything. Something real inexpensive. I wasn't trying to go into no elaborate spot. And I was walking down the street, and these girls passed by on this chartered bus, and they were screaming at me and hollering at me. As I was walking down the street, and I was waving at them, and I was waving, and my rings were just glowing in the sun. The sun was just shining, and my rings were glowing, and my watch was shining, and they were looking at me, and they were like, whoa, look at him. And I put my brass knuckles up in the air to raise the fist up to say, yeah, what's up, Black Power? And they saw the jewels on my ring, on my brass knuckles, and they were like, whoa, look at him. Look at what he's wearing. And I was just parading, showing my rings and my watch and my brass knuckles. I was just showing it out, and it was just glowing in the sun. And they passed on by, and I was walking down the street, but I was wondering where they were going because they were driving down the street where all the motels on it, all the cheap places. And then they pulled into this real nice motel, and I don't know what it cost to stay there, but when they pulled in, I said, oh, I'm going to see where these girls are going. And I walked into the motel, and they were having a party at the swimming pool. And the bus pulled up, and all the girls got out the bus. And I walked into the parking lot of the motel where they were staying. That was the Westin Hope Motel on Fremont Street. And it's real nice. It's like three stories, and it must be about 60 motel rooms. It's really nice. And you would think it's really expensive because it doesn't look like one of the old broken down motels that have been on Fremont for years. This was like a modern motel that had just been built, and it was fancy. And I walked into the parking lot, and I saw all the girls, and they were saying hi to me, and they saw me when I walked in, and they were happy to see me, and they wanted to see my jewelry. They wanted to look at my jewelry and look at my brass knuckles with all the diamonds and the rubies and the emeralds on my knuckles. And they wanted to look at my watch, and they wanted to look at my rings, and they were like, where did you get all your jewelry from? Your jewelry is fly. And I was like, yes, I'm so fly. I'm so fly. I'm Jig Money. I'm so fly. And they were like, yeah, you are something else. So I said, I'm going to hang out with you guys. And they said, well, we're having a barbecue in this motel, and everybody's at the pool, and that's where they're cooking all the food. And I went over to the swimming pool, and I saw they had the barbecue pit going, and everybody was, they were cooking hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill. And I went over there and got me a couple of sodas, and I got me a couple of beers, and I sat up with the girls and talked with them. They had come from out of town, and they were in Vegas for the weekend. And I was telling them, hey, I'm putting on some parties at some of the little nightclubs, the little cafes. Maybe you guys could come to my party. So they were thinking, yeah, if we're here, we'll come to your party. And I was like, okay, that sounds cool. So I went and I got a room in the motel that they were staying in. And I went upstairs and I took all my jewelry off and I put it back in the royal crown, the crown royal bag. And I put the bag under my mattress in the bed. And the girls came up, and we were hanging out, and we were drinking some beer, and I had a little weed, and we smoked some herbs, and we put a couple in the air. You know, that's how you do it. You got to put it in the air. You got to put one in the air. And you puff, puff, and you pass. And everybody was smoking with me, and we were having a good time. And I went downstairs, and I went back to the barbecue that they were having at the pool. And we were having a good time. And then they wanted to go gambling. So I showed them a couple of gambling spots down on Fremont Street. And we went and hung out. And we had a good time. I was gambling with them. I was winning a little money. They were winning a little money. It was all good. So now I think it's time for a commercial break. DJ Papa D, let's take a break for a commercial. And then I'll come back and tell you the rest of the story. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and made sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out. And I made the call, and my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house.
Oh,
bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media. Help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What did you say what was on the floor?
Well, no one was talking to you.
Oh.
I was talking to the sister.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting all around the world. It's broadcasting on 7 continents, worldwide, in around the world. So tell all your friends to tune in to the radio show and listen to the stories that I got going on. All right, first thing I want to say is I'm running for president in 2020. So vote for G Money for president as I'm running against President Donald Trump. I'm running as an independent candidate. So I'm running against the Democrats and the Republicans, and I'm running against them for the presidency in 2020. All right. Next thing is on Friday, we dedicate our show to solving the homeless situation. So tell everybody you know that's working with the homeless to call in and talk to us and tell us what they're doing with the homeless in their neighborhood. Because anything that they're doing in their neighborhood could help anybody that has homelessness in their city anywhere around the world. So call in tomorrow between 3 and 4 o'clock and we can talk about the ideas that you're putting forth to solve homelessness in your neighborhood. We can do that tomorrow, and that'll be Friday, the day we dedicate to talking about solving the homeless situation. Okay, well, let me get back to my story. I was telling you that I had found some jewelry on the bus, and I was wearing the jewelry as I was walking down Fremont Street, and these girls were riding in on a chartered bus, and they saw me, and they were waving at me and hollering at me, and I met them when they pulled into a motel on Fremont Street, and I went and got a room, and I came out, and I hung out with them as they were having a barbecue at the pool. So we hung out, and we were having a good time, and I went back to my room, and I put all of my jewelry back in the Royal Crown bag, the Crown Royal bag, the purple bag with the gold stitching, and the embroidery of the lion with the crown on his head. Yep, I put all the jewelry back in the bag, and I put it under my mattress in my room. And I went out of the room and went down to hang out with the girls at the barbecue. And then we left and we went to the casino
and we were gambling, and I was hanging out with Bill, and we were having a bunch of fun. And we came back to the rooms, and we ended up in my motel room, and we were smoking weed, and we were drinking. Oh, we were just having a hell of a party. And everything was great. We had a good time. I was hanging out with the girls, you know. We were doing a little of this and a little of that, and I was having a ball. And we ended up going to sleep that night, and I got up the next day, and I walked a couple of the girls back home, back to their rooms, so they could change their clothes, and we went downstairs and ate a little bit more of the barbecue. They cooked the last of the food down at the swimming pool. And then we went over to the casino to do a little gambling. And before I left to go to the casino with them, I went and I checked out of my room. And I turned in my key. And I went to the casino with the girls. And I was having a good time until I realized I left my jewelry in the room under the mattress. And I said, oh, no. So I ran back to the motel, and I went back to the room, and nobody was in the room. Nobody answered the door. And then I went to the front desk, and I told them I left something in the room, and I need to get back in the room. And they said, well, we've rented the room out. Somebody else is in that room now. And I was like, I just need to get something. I left something very important in the room. And they said, well, you got to either wait for the people to come back or maybe we can get the security to go in the room and get it for you. And I said, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And I got the security guard, and he went up, and he went in the room, and I told him where it was and what to look for. And today I'm thinking about it. I really shouldn't have told him what was in the bag. I should have went in with him, and I should have looked. But he didn't want me to go in because other people had their stuff in the room, and he didn't want me to go in and thinking I was going to disturb somebody's stuff. But I should have went in with him so that I could have seen what he did with my stuff. But he came out and told me my stuff was gone. He said it wasn't there, and I had no way to prove him wrong unless I was just going to jump him and search him and find out if he put it on him and he was going to claim it, but I didn't, and I just walked out feeling degraded that I had just lost $50,000 worth of jewelry that I owned for one whole day. And after that, I was just upset. So I went and hung out with the girls until they left, and they jumped on the bus and they left, and I left and went back to my homeless camp where I had been living. And I forgot all about my jewelry. And I was disappointed, depressed, and everything else that goes along with losing $50,000 worth of jewelry. Man, if I could have just taken pictures of the jewelry and I would have had the pictures to show people, I could have enjoyed the jewelry a little more. But I didn't have anything to show anybody. After I lost all the jewelry, the only people saw it was the girls. that came in from out of town on the bus. Because I didn't want to wear it up and down Fremont, because I didn't want to get jumped with all that jewelry on. So I didn't wear it. I put it in the bag and put it under the mattress in my room. And I forgot it was there. And I got up the next day, and me and the girls checked out the room, and we all left. And I forgot to get my jewelry. And when I put the security guard in, I didn't go in with him. I sent him in by himself, thinking that he was going to be honest and bring me my jewelry and give it to me. But of course he wasn't going to be honest. That was $50,000 worth of diamonds and gold. And he kept all of my jewelry. And he told me it wasn't there, that it was gone, that the people that had checked into the room had taken the jewelry. So it wasn't nothing I could do about it except be mad and be upset and disappointed and heartbroken and all of the stuff that comes with losing some precious, valuable stuff. And that's the end of the story for today. Man, that just broke my heart. And every time I think about it, I get mad all over again. I should have went in with that security guard. Forget him. I should have went in with him and checked and saw if it wasn't there. But I didn't. So it's just jewelry down the drain. Ah, boy. And life goes on. Oh, well, c'est la vie. You win some, you lose some. Somebody lost it, and I found it. And for 24 hours, I owned it, and it was gone. All right, well, I hope you enjoyed my story, and I hope you enjoyed today's radio show. So I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for hosting my show. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for playing the music and the entertainment in my show. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm out of here. See you on Friday. Later. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.